Environmentally sensitive society groups are urging the government to halt destruction of vital ecosystems such as wetlands and forests for short-term economic gain. The executive director of Environmental Conservation Trust of Uganda, EcoTrust, Pauline Ntongo, says long-term survival relies on protecting these natural assets rather than sacrificing them for industrial or commercial development. She says, therefore, the government should continue partnering with civil society organizations to ensure that the environment is protected.
The concept of government partnering with private sector is not a bad concept per se, but most of these things, so we need to be able to design these partnerships in a manner that benefits the environmental services, but at the same time also makes it economically viable for either government or private sector, whoever the manager is. But the concept of government going into partnerships with private sector is not in itself necessarily a bad concept. But it needs to be, we don't have to sacrifice the environmental services at the expense of what we consider to be economic benefit.
Statistics indicate the country's forest cover has declined from 24% in 1990 to roughly 13%, with wetlands also severely depleted by unplanned development and agricultural expansion.